Well, Tasmania's health minister says it's unacceptable that two women had miscarriages while waiting for beds in the emergency department of the state's biggest public hospital. A senior doctor at the Royal Hobart apologised on behalf of staff but said no beds were available. He also called for more funding, but the government is continuing to defend the amount of money it spends on health. In Hobart, Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The two women both went to the Royal Hobart Hospital's emergency department this week after developing problems with their pregnancies. In both cases, the hospital was unable to find the women beds before the women miscarried. The Tasmanian president of the Australian Medical Association, Tim Greenaway, is a senior doctor at the Royal Hobart Hospital.
There were not any beds available for these poor women, and they were left in chairs. Now, I should hasten to add that there's no indication at all that their outcome would have been any different. As listeners would well know, unfortunately, miscarriages can occur anywhere. But for women in distress to have been in chairs because there were no beds available is unacceptable. And it is a reflection of the crisis that the Tasmanian public hospital system is currently facing.
Tasmania's Health Minister Michael Ferguson spent half an hour explaining the situation on ABC local radio this morning. He says a lack of money isn't to blame.
Since 1 July last year, we actually have more than 220 additional staff in the Tasmanian health system. We have been investing, but it's difficult for us to keep up with that unprecedented demand, which the government doesn't control, of the number of people calling for our services. We've got to do health smarter and better.
Labor opposition MP Rebecca White doesn't accept that the state's health problems are because of inefficiency.
Well, it's a disgrace for the minister to say such a thing when he cut $210 million from the health system in his first budget. And his first instinct as a result of these problems has been to blame the staff when something's gone wrong. Staff work to the best of their ability with the resources that they have. The fact of the matter is they simply don't have enough support.
The State Secretary of the Nursing Union, Neralee Ellis, says the problem is there aren't enough beds to cope with the increasing demand for care.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare have certainly released recent data that show that Tasmania is falling behind the numbers of beds per 100,000 population, in fact less than other states. So that's just a symptom of the budget cuts that we've now closed many of our acute beds.
The Health Minister Michael Ferguson recognises that more people are going to hospital.
I heard a figure yesterday, which I'd need to just validate, of 9% increase during this month, increase in presentations to the emergency departments. And so we are seeing significant demand there. And as a result of that, together with, in a number of cases, where basic rules of how we should be caring for patients and protocols that should be followed for how we manage beds, they've not been either fully followed or there's been a lack of leadership. And look, what I'm trying to say here is it's not good enough. And I want to take this very seriously and be seen to be doing that.
The minister has called in senior bureaucrats to prepare a report about healthcare in Tasmania. Tim Greenaway from the AMA says the answer is simple. Tasmania needs more hospital beds.
Tasmanians have fewer public hospital beds per 1,000 population. We treat sicker patients, but we do not treat enough of them. And with an older, poorer, sicker population, it's no surprise that the public hospital system is under stress. Beds are full, waiting lists are increasing, and patients are waiting in the emergency department for unacceptable lengths of time.
The senior doctor has also apologised on behalf of the Royal Hobart Hospital and the staff for what the women who miscarried in chairs were forced to go through because of the lack of beds.
That report from Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.